Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Today's lesson is the second part of the discussion between two of our friends, Chris and Jeffrey.
That's right. Chris said that he's tired of doing the same old things in Taipei. He wants to go somewhere new.
Jeffrey seems to know more places in Taipei than Chris. He suggested a place called Treasure Hill.
Oh, I know, 就是宝藏岩嘛。Now, this is a place where artists can show their work.
They're also very careful about protecting the planet there. They recycle lots of things and use a new way of farming that's good for the environment.
Well, today Jeffrey is going to introduce another new place to Chris.
Yep, let's find out what that place is.
Taipei's Little Corners.
All right. What else do you suggest?
How about the Simple Market?
I think I know it. Is it beside Taipei 101?
Yes. This farmer's market is always full of interesting activities.
I heard that people make and sell their own items or food there.
Also,Most of the fruits and vegetables are organic.
Wow, what a great way to stay healthy.
Why don't we check out these places now?
Sure, I could use a change of pace.
Yeah, let's go and discover a new side of Taipei.
Else. The refrigerator is empty, so there is nothing else to eat. The refrigerator is empty, so there is nothing else to eat. Beside. Dad parked his car beside the post office.Dad parked his car beside the post office. Vegetable. Eating more vegetables is a great way to stay healthy. Eating more vegetables is a great way to stay healthy. Discover. Greg discovered a new way to save money on gas. Greg discovered a new way to save money on gas.
Chris really wants to go to more places. So he asks Jeffrey, All right, what else do you suggest?
Okay, 所以一开始我们看到 Chris 跟 Jeffrey 他们继续带我们的对话啦。那这个 Chris 就说 Okay, 好啊，那你还有什么其他的建议呢？Suggest 就是建议的意思啦。
The word else, E-L-S-E, else, means in addition to something already mentioned.
我们来看一下 else, 在这里是当作一个副词来用，表示另外啦或是其他的。像是有时候我们在口语上我们会说，诶，我们还可以再约在哪里呢？我们就可以这么说啦。Where else can we meet?That just means at what other place can we meet?
Yeah, we've got one, we need another.
Okay, so what else can you, you know, what other examples or what else can you say using this word else?
You could say, well, if you don't want to eat there, what else do you want to eat? Something different, something new, something else.
Right, or you could say the refrigerator is empty, so there is nothing else to eat. Do you want to repeat that sentence for everybody again?
The refrigerator is empty, so there is nothing else to eat.
Okay, 这句话的意思就是说 refrigerator, 冰箱是空的啦所以啊里面没有其他的东西可以吃哦。
Jeffrey is full of ideas. This is his next suggestion. He says, how about the simple market?I don't know what this place is. Laura, do you know?
Yes, I do. I love this place. It's one of my favorite places in Taipei. 所以这时候 Jeffrey 就提我个人非常喜欢的四四南村。 Oh, okay. I like to go there. It's really pretty. I like to take pictures there.
Wow. Well, I may not know, but Chris seems to have an idea. He says, I think I know it. Is it beside Taipei 101?
You're right, Chris. 他说我想我知道那个地方是不是在这个台北101旁边，对吗？
The word beside, B-E-S-I-D-E, beside, is a preposition of place. So it gives information about where two things are in relation to one another. It means next to, or at the side of someone or something. So we are beside each other.
Yes, we are. Beside 是一个介系词，就是表示在什么旁边这样的意思。那注意哦，它跟另外一个字 besides 就是后面加个 s， 长得很像。可是 besides 是有着此外啦，除此之外这样的意思，不要搞错喽。
We could also say Dad parked his car beside the post office. Dad parked his car beside the post office.
爸爸把他的车呢停在这个邮局的旁边， post office 就是邮局啦。
And he's right, it is near 101. And Jeffrey tells him more about it. He says, yes, this farmer's market is always full of interesting activities.
Nice. 所以 Jeffrey 这里就说没错没错，就是在这个101旁边啦。那这个农产品市集呢，无时无刻都有着紧锣密鼓的有趣的活动哦。
In that sentence, we saw the phrase be full of something. If something is full of something, then there is lots of that thing inside it. We could say,That bus is full of people, or that bottle is full of water. If something is full, you can't fit any more in it. So that must mean there's lots to see and do at this market.
没错，当我们用片语 be full of something, 就是充满着满满着什么东西。在这里呢，它是指 full of people 的话呢，就是表示在这里充满着好多好多人哦，都快挤出来了。当然有时候我们会说 wow, something is full of surprises, 就是充满着惊喜这样的意思啦。
Yeah, now I know what a farmer's market is, and so does Chris. He says, I heard that people make and sell their own items or food there. An item, I-T-E-M, item is a thing. It could be anything, such as a piece of furniture, something to decorate your house with, or a piece of jewelry.
Okay, 所以就这里 Chris 呢，他就说，哎，对啊，对啊，我听说呢，大家会在那边贩售一些手做的商品跟食物。那刚刚 Pat 就补充到 ，item 其实就是任何你看到的物品，它可能是珠宝啦，基本上任何东西都可以用 item 来表示。
Jeffrey has more information. He says, also, most of the fruits and vegetables are organic. So let's explain vegetable first.A vegetable, V-E-G-E-T-A-B-L-E, vegetable, is a part of a plant or a plant itself that is eaten as food.
Okay, so Jeffrey 这里就说，而且大部分的蔬果都是有机的哦。那当我们用蔬菜的时候，我们可以用这个字 vegetable, vegetable. 那如果你是吃素的人呢，你可以用 vegetarian, you are?
I am.
Wow, okay,
Don't
vegetarian.
Don't look it, but I am.
The 拼法是 V-E-G-E-T-A-R-I-A-N. There's this other word, which is a vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what does that mean, Pat?
A vegan would mean you wouldn't eat anything or use anything from an animal. So that includes things like milk, cheese, wearing leather shoes. No, I'm not a vegan. I just don't eat meat.
Okay.
So to use vegetable in a sentence, we could say, eating more vegetables is a great way to stay healthy.Eating more vegetables is a great way to stay healthy.
没错，吃多一点蔬菜呢，是保持健康的好方法哦。
So that's a vegetable.
Right.
But there are organic fruits and vegetables here. Organic, O-R-G-A-N-I-C, organic, means that the fruit or vegetable is grown naturally, with no chemicals or anything to help them grow.Only natural things, sun and water, that kind of thing, are used.
我知道了。所以像是有时候这种天然有机啦，不含任何的 chemicals 化学物品呢，我们就可以用 organic 这个英文字来表示有机的。
We could say, for example, organic vegetables are usually more expensive. Organic vegetables are usually more expensive.
They sure are, but they're really healthy. 所以有机蔬菜呢，通常呢都蛮贵的啦。
Yes, they may be more expensive, but they're also good for you. And Chris agrees. He says, wow, that's a great way to stay healthy.
Okay, 所以 Chris 就说哇那真是一个维持健康的好方法哦。
After discussing these two places, Jeffrey is excited. He wants to go. He says, why don't we check out these places now? Check out means see something or watch something.
Okay, 所以这里呢我们看到 why don't we 也是这种建议，就是诶我们何不现在就去看这些地方一探究竟呢。这里我们先停下看一下这个片语 check it out, 就是赶快去看什么东西。像是呢如果我觉得说诶有部电影很好看，我就会说 check out the latest movie、或者呢如果有时候你看到一个很正的女生正妹啦，或者是非常帅的男生，你就可以说 hey, check out that hot boy or hot girl over there. Depends. Oh, I was just giving an example.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, so Chris replies, sure.I could use a change of pace. Now, this is an interesting phrase. If you could use a change of pace, it means you want to do something different, something new that will make your life a little more exciting. Nobody wants to do the same thing all the time.
Right.
So a change of pace, kind of like a change of speed, we could also say, allows you to take a break from your normal thing. So, change of pace, something different.
Oh, 好有趣哦。我们都知道 pace 是步伐跟 speed 啊，速度有点关系。这时候 Chris 就说，没问题，我们马上动身转移阵地。所以他意思就是说，我们赶快做一些改变，快点去吧，那就去吧，这样的意思。
Jeffrey could use a change of pace as well. He says, yeah.Let's go and discover a new side of Taipei. Discover, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R, discover means to find out about something, to find some information about something.
没错 ,discover 就是发现或是探索，像是 Discovery Channel 就是探索频道啊。
For example, Greg discovered a new way to save money on gas.Greg discovered a new way to save money on gas.
Oh, Greg 好厉害，他发现一个新方法可以省汽油的钱哦。
So, Chris and Jeffrey go off to visit these places. And that is the end of the conversation. So, let's finish the lesson as well. So, those places sound pretty good, but now it's your turn, Laura. What is an interesting place that I should visit in Taipei?
Actually, I don't know. I don't go to fun places.
Really?
Can you please tell me one?
Okay, this is one a friend told me about. There's a place in Banqiao where you can play frisbee golf. Okay, it's like golf, but you use a frisbee instead of a ball. And you throw it into a big basket instead of putting it in a hole. He says it's lots of fun, especially when the weather is good.
所以它不是像高尔夫，它是用飞盘，但是它其实像高尔夫的这个道理一样，只是丢在这个篮子，然后你有一场要打进去。Wow, okay, that's really interesting.
It is, yeah. So what's an interesting place in Taipei that you would like to share?
Right.
If you know any, we'd love to hear from you. And you can put it on our Facebook page or email your idea into the magazine. And maybe we'll even write an article about
it. Yes, we will. Let's do that. 所以记得呢要上我们的这个 Facebook 粉丝页呢，然后来留一些 comments 给我们哦。Well, I guess that's the end of this month's lesson.
Yeah.That's the end of our lesson today, so thanks for watching and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye!
What's the extension for the meeting room?
What's the extension for the meeting room?
Hello everyone, I'm Zephyr. 我们昨天学到如果打错分机可以怎么请对方帮忙转接。 但是啊，如果你不想麻烦对方，也可以直接问对方正确的分机号码自己拨打哦。那要怎么问呢？假设你想打去例如说会议室，你就可以问 What's the extension for the meeting room? What's the extension for the meeting room? 会议室的分机是几号？句子中的关键字 extension E-X-T-E-N-S-I-O-N extension 原本就是延伸扩大的意思，但是啊 extension 在这边指的是电话延伸出去的分机。那么要表达分机号码，可以直接说 extension， 也可以说是 extension number。 那假设你知道你要找的 extension number 是411，你就可以说 Can I have extension 411 please？ 可不可以帮我转接到分机411？ 但是啊，当你不知道分机号码的时候，你就要问 What's the extension for the meeting room？ 会议室的分机是几号？那今天的小聚会就先告一段落，让我们来复习一下今天的例句吧。 And don't forget to come back and join us next time.
What's the extension for the meeting room?
What's the extension for the meeting room?
Tic Tac.
Oh, 今天老师教了一个好难的单字哦，就是 attempt 尝试这个字。
那以前教的 try 也是尝试，那差别在哪呢？
try 和 attempt 的确都有尝试的意思，不过他们主要的差别是在于你尝试的事情有多难哦。try 是用在一般普遍的事情哦。For example, I will try to finish my report by next week.Or, sorry, but can you try to speak slower? 那很多这个使用的片语以及这个名言其实跟 try 也有相关哦。For example, try your best. Or, if you don't succeed at first, try again. 也就是说如果一开始不成功的话要不断的尝试哦。Try is often used in spoken English to mean to taste food or drink to find out if you like it.也就是说呢，我们可以在 try 后面接食物或是饮料来表示尝尝看，诶，你是否喜欢这个食物的味道或是这个饮料的味道如何哦。For example, you should try the steak here. It's the best in town. However, if you try to do something, especially something difficult, it's better to use the word attempt. 也就是说 attempt 我们常会用来表示尝试比较难的任务哦。For example,The director attempted to make a great movie and spent 10 years finishing it. Or, the man's dream is to attempt to climb the tallest mountain in the world. Wow.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以如果对你来说尝试这件事很艰难，我们就可以用 attempt to do something. For example, he attempted to swim across the sea.Or try to do something, 则是用来表示一般的事情，像是 I'll try to remember to bring the book tomorrow.
Taipei's Little Corners.
All right. What else do you suggest?
How about the simple market?
I think I know it.Is it beside Taipei 101?
Yes, this farmer's market is always full of interesting activities.
I heard that people make and sell their own items or food there.
Also, most of the fruits and vegetables are organic.
Wow, what a great way to stay healthy!
Why don't we check out these places now?
Sure, I could use a change of pace.
Yeah, let's go and discover a new side of Taipei.
Else. The refrigerator is empty, so there is nothing else to eat. The refrigerator is empty.So there is nothing else to eat. Beside. Dad parked his car beside the post office. Dad parked his car beside the post office. Vegetable. Vegetable. Eating more vegetables is a great way to stay healthy. Eating more vegetables is a great way to stay healthy. Discover. Discover. Greg discovered a new way to save money on gas. Greg discovered a new way to save money on gas.